First, the Pentagon says it's sending more than 3,700 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, bringing the total number of active duty deployed there to 6,000. The news comes as negotiations over border security funding continue in Congress, and as President Trump continues to signal an openness to declaring a national emergency for border wall funding. Alan Gomez is a reporter covering immigration for USA Today. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Drew.
Alan, what do we know so far about why the Pentagon is sending these troops to the border?
That's a very good question. I mean, obviously, the president has been very preoccupied with these caravans that are coming up from Central America to that southern border. There's reports of new groups coming up. There's about 2,400 that left Mexico City just last week, and so they're making their way north towards the border. And so, you know, on the one hand, we understand the president says this is a national security issue. It's also very well-timed to his State of the Union address tomorrow, where he's going to make his big pitch for receiving wall money. And he's talking about declaring a national emergency to get that wall built without Congress. And so all of that ties into the idea that they're trying to really create this sense that there is a national emergency and those troops would be going down to address that.
Do you know exactly how they're going to address this and what the troops will be doing?
Well, what they did the last time, and what they have been doing for several months, is, you know, we've seen a lot of the images. They're lining portions of the border with concertina wire. They're assisting Border Patrol agents with transportation, moving either people that are caught or the Border Patrol agents themselves. They're assisting with some surveillance, watching drone footage, watching camera feeds to see where groups are trying to cross the border. And we expect the same from this additional deployment of troops. They cannot act in a law enforcement capacity, given U.S. law. So what they're doing is really just assisting Border Patrol to carry out their primary mission.
Now, you spoke about the caravans and large groups of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. It's kind of faded in and out of the headlines. Sometimes you'll hear about it for a few weeks, and then it kind of disappears, and then you hear about it again. What's the latest situation at the border?
Sure, and yeah, I mean, we mostly heard about it in those weeks leading up to the election, and then it kind of disappeared for a little while, didn't it? So where things stand right now, that original caravan, the one that we heard so much about last October and November, for the most part, it's pretty much dissipated. The vast majority of them did exactly what they were what they said they were trying to do, and approach the U.S. and request asylum, either at our ports of entry or around them. And the U.S. government has put in the administration has put in what they refer to as a Remain in Mexico plan, where now asylum seekers, once they put in their application at a port of entry at that southern border, now must return to Mexico and wait for that case to be resolved. They just started that up last week, so they're starting that process in south of San Diego. And in the meantime, over on the Mexican side, they've closed the last shelter for these migrants that they had open, because a lot of the people have either accepted visas in Mexico, returned home, or just found a different part of the border and snuck across that way. So, you know, now we're going to have another couple of waves of caravans, and this is really something that shows that that wasn't just a one-time thing. These have been going on for years. It's a way for migrants from Central America to reach the southern border with some level of safety because they can travel in a big group and protect themselves that way. So it's something that we haven't figured out how to stop completely. It's just going to continue going, and we'll see now how the Trump administration continues responding to it.
You spoke of asylum seekers waiting in Mexico now while their cases are being processed, and that's a relatively new development. Do we have any idea how that's going so far?
Very slowly. They announced it back in December, and they really took their time in implementing it, because there are many questions about the legality of this, and they wanted the process to be smooth. So they've only started so far at the San Ysidro port of entry. That's between San Diego and Tijuana. It's the biggest port along the border, the most traffic. It's where most of these migrants are going to try to request asylum. Last Tuesday was the first day. They returned one person. By the end of the week, they'd returned about a dozen people. because again they're being very deliberate and they're going very slow. Mexico has kind of they're sort of going along with it and saying yeah they can come back and they can wait here. While their asylum case in the U.S. proceeds, but there's clearly been a lot of friction there. But the Department of Homeland Security says that they're going to continue rolling out this program along the rest of the border in the weeks and months to come. So that's something that's in place right now, and there's a very strong likelihood that now that some people have been affected by it and returned to Mexico, the next phase could be lawsuits being filed against the administration to try to stop that policy. So that's the next big step we're waiting to see for now.
Alan Gomez is a reporter covering immigration for USA Today, and we're talking about the news from the Pentagon. It says they're sending more than 3,700 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. It brings the total number of active duty deployed there to 6,000 as President Trump ramps up to give his State of the Union address tomorrow. Alan, you wrote a little bit about how the partial government shutdown affected Border Patrol. Can you tell us a little bit about what you found?
Yeah, I mean, it's like so many of our national security employees when it comes to the federal government, you know, they had to keep working. They, you know, Border Patrol, customs officers at airports, they are definitely on the list that has to keep working. So they kept working throughout. Obviously, we heard a lot of the same stories from Border Patrol agents as we heard from Coast Guard members and all these other folks who really struggled to continue working through that shutdown, missing those two paychecks, and now very, very worried about another shutdown looming. I mean, we're just, 11 days away from the next deadline when we may face another shutdown if the White House and Congress can't come to an agreement on some sort of funding deal. And just from what we've been hearing so far, the signs aren't very good that they're anywhere close to where President Trump says they need to be. So, yeah, we could be in for another one unless he just accepts whatever Congress throws at them and declares his national emergency and tries to build his wall that way. So there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of folks who just spent a month without any pay and are staring down the barrel of another possible one coming up very, very soon. And that's, you know, it's a little more stressful if you're a Border Patrol agent already working a very stressful job. So it's been very tough for all of them.
A group of lawmakers have been meeting to negotiate on funding for border security and the border wall. What do we know about where those talks stand right now?
Well, there hasn't really been much progress. I mean, it's kind of strange. They're sort of operating in this vacuum where, you know, I think the House and the Senate could come to some sort of agreement. The general outline of what they're proposing for border security is very similar. They both want to spend a lot of money improving our ports of entry along the southern border to add more scanner technology, radar technology, so we can detect human smuggling, drug trafficking, that sort of thing. They both want to augment that southern border in different ways. But the difference is, obviously, Republicans, a lot of them want that $5.7 billion that President Trump wants. Democrats don't want that. And we also see a different approach where Republicans are pushing for more Border Patrol agents to patrol those sort of unwalled regions of the southern border, while Democrats are more pushing to add customs officers at the ports of entry, because that's where they say the majority of drugs are coming through and that we need to augment those areas. So that gives you a little idea of the different approach that they're taking, where Republicans are more focused on sort of the illegal immigration aspect of it, and Democrats really want to shore up those ports of entry to cut down on the drugs and the human trafficking that we've been hearing about so much lately.
President Trump was interviewed on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, and he was asked about shutting down the government again versus declaring a national emergency. Let's take a listen to the president.
Would you shut down the government again?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens on February 15th.
And you're not taking it off
the table.
Well,
I don't take anything off the table. I don't like to take things off the table. It's that alternative. It's national emergency. It's other things. And, you know, there have been plenty national emergencies called. And this really is an invasion of our country by human traffickers.
What's the latest on where the administration is, where they're at on declaring a national emergency?
Yeah, I mean, there has been, you know, zero evolution from them. They've stayed very firm in their insistence that this is a national emergency. Obviously, Democrats and a lot of folks who watch the border would dispute that. Just to give some quick context, last year about just under 400,000 people were caught trying to illegally cross that southern border. Back in the 2000s, it was regularly over 1 million people a year. And 1 year, 1.6 million people were caught along that southern border. So a lot of folks are kind of disputing that and saying, no, we're actually at historic lows. And so it's really difficult to now claim a national emergency. His justification has changed quite a bit. He, at first, he was talking about the crime that they bring in. Now, the last week or so, he's really been focused on this idea of human trafficking, repeating the story over and over about women who are duct tape and driven across the border. We have yet to find an example of that happening. We've asked the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection for examples. They haven't pointed us to anything. They just keep referring us back to the White House. We expect to hear a lot more of that on Tuesday night during his State of the Union address. So, yeah, they are very insistent that this is something that they're taking very seriously, and that it is a national emergency, and that is the grounds that he's going to use to get his wall if he doesn't get that $5.7 billion that he's asking for.
With about 30 seconds left, this obviously is not a route that even some Republican members of Congress are fans of, correct?
Absolutely, because one thing you can be sure of, if he declares that national emergency and if he orders the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to follow through and start building this wall, you can bet that the lawsuits will start flying immediately, because it's, you know, as we've said so many times in this administration, this is just something that we haven't seen before, and they're trying to do something that hasn't been done before. So, well, that's a lot of Republicans are seeing that as a big waste of time. So we'll see where things shake out in about 11 days.
Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
Darrell, thank you so much.
That was Alan Gomez, immigration reporter with USA Today.